Well, good evening and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 26th of January, 2023. Still getting used to saying 2023, believe it or not. Hope you are well and hope you are keeping warm. The weather this week has warmed up slightly, which I'm very, very pleased about. And even better than that, we're getting a little bit of light in the evenings when I get home from work, which is absolutely fantastic. Not much, just sort of 10 minutes or so, but it's given me that 10 minutes to pop into the garden and tend to a few things. Now, earlier today, I popped into the greenhouse. I gave everything a really good watering in there. Now, at the moment, we're not watering so much, I know, but it's still something in the greenhouse I feel is necessary. But what I have noticed while I was in the greenhouse, the rhubarb seeds that we sowed just on Sunday, the other day, some of them have started to sprout. They're still very, very young, but they are just showing signs of life. Now, I'm going to keep referring back to these. As I said on Sunday, what we're going to be doing, any of the seeds that we sow on this club, I will keep referring back to and let you know what I'm doing as I do any changes. So, yeah, rhubarb have sprouted. So we're going to let those grow on and hopefully soon we will get some decent plants out of those. Now, added to that, I also sowed some cauliflowers. Now, these are all year round. They are part of this month's gift pack, of course, and they are the final seeds that we've got to sow this month. And when it comes to cauliflowers, I know I've said before, they are one of the hardest vegetables to grow. And the reason being is when they get hot, they tend to bolt. And you could have this perfectly good looking cute cauliflower one day and the next day it's gone over. So yeah, it is a case of trying to harvest them right. Anyway, what we've done, we've sown the seed in our usual seed trays, covered it over with some seed compost, and we've left those in the greenhouse for them to do their own thing. When they do germinate, and what I always wait to see is the true leaf stage. So you usually get the seed leaves first, and then we get the true leaves. Once we see that, we will prick them out and get them into their own little pots to grow on. Now, the ground that they are going to be growing in is the brassica ground, so these are going to be limed already in advance. Not much we need to do about that, just add a bit of lime, make sure they're weed free, and a bit of bone meal also helps as well. Then when the cauliflowers are large enough, we will get those into the ground and keep them growing. Once they're in the ground, it is just a case of keeping them well watered and fed with a bit of chicken manure pellets every now and then. They are brassica, so they're not hungry plants. The important thing is to remember lime to adjust the pH when it comes to brassicas. Now, these should be ready June, July time, so keep an eye on them. What I usually find is that if we try and grow cauliflowers throughout the summer, they have a tendency to bolt. If we grow them now, the most of the work is done beforehand. It's just a case that as soon as you see the cauliflower is looking like it's ready, pick it. And if you can't, what you might have to do is just throw over some shade cloth or just a bit of something to keep the sun out of the plants, out of the cauliflower, just to help it along. The old way used to be that people would, or old gardeners, they would tie up the leaves over the cauliflower in order to protect it and stop it going. That's not something I like to do, but it's certainly something that we could think of. Now, moving on from that, the plans for this weekend. So we've got a lot of things planned for this weekend. First of all, I'm going to go down the allotment on Saturday, and the three beds that are destined to be for our potatoes, I've got to get those ready for potatoes. It's a week early, but I'm very busy next weekend, so I'm going to try and get everything done in advance. So what we're going to do is just hoe everything down, that's had the green manures in them. That's all going to be hoed down, and then I'm just going to cover it over with some weed membrane and leave that for the next few weeks ready for potatoes. In the meantime, I'm going to start chitting my seed potatoes. I've already got some jazzy potatoes in the greenhouse planted up, but my other potatoes, I'm going to go more into this on Monday, are going to be chitted and they're going to start doing their own thing. Debate's always open whether or not we chit potatoes, but that's something I'm going to be starting this weekend. Still on the allotment, I am going to try and get the apple tree upright. This apple tree I planted quite early on. It's in the corner. And when I planted it, it was nice and upright. I added stakes, but I probably took the stakes out a little bit too early. Now, this apple tree has almost gone over at a almost 180-degree angle. It's something like 110 degrees sort of thing. It's quite insignificant how far it is leaning over. So we've got to dig that up and get it upright with some decent stakes. Luckily, when I was clearing out the shed on Saturday, Sunday, one of the two, I did find all the ties to hold the trees in place. Also on the allotment, I'm going to be pruning the autumn raspberries. It's not a particularly difficult job. Just got to cut them all down to ground. It's a little bit in the late side, but never mind. Now at home, Amanda's going to help me probably Saturday, sorting out my plastic pot collection. I, for some reason, seem to have so many plastic garden pots. I can't get rid of them. I'm just trying to store them neatly and tidily. Amanda can be a bit more ruthless than I am, so she will tell me to get rid of some of them and also just help me stack them up a little bit better. We're then going to go through one of the compost bins because I think everything in there is ready to come out. And we're going to use that compost to mulch some of our garden beds and get those ready for the growing season. It's very much about getting ready for the next season. Then if we have time, we're going to try and dig out a few more of the trees from the front drive where these are the privet trees. I just want to get a few more of those out so that I can then just start concentrating on trying to get pots at the front to grow more food. So that's my plans for this weekend, and hopefully that's given you a few ideas of things that you could also do. I'll probably be sowing a few seeds as well. What I usually do is, this is going to be the last weekend of the month, so any seeds that I have left over from the supporters club, I will be sowing all those. So spinach, rhubarb, leek, asparagus, cauliflower, parsley, they're all going to be sowed this weekend as well. I do like ground parsley, I've got to say. It's one of my favourite herbs. Right, well, hope that's given you a few ideas of what you could be doing this weekend. And let me know how your rhubarb seeds are getting along as well. Are you seeing any signs of life just yet? I spoke about this on the main podcast on Monday, funnily enough, and I've already had a few people tell me they've never thought of growing rhubarb from seed, but they're going to give it a try. And yeah, that is absolutely fantastic to hear. Well, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. I hope you have enjoyed it. You take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday. Sunday, we've got a live show, don't forget, as well. And this Sunday show is about what gardening courses would you go on and why. It's a question I often ask, and whether it's worth doing. Anyway, you take care, guys, and I'll see you again next time.